Blog Talk Radio.
This is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, here tonight talking to you about how to establish your business credit. What are the things you need to do? Why do you need business credit? And we're just gonna go over the basics of establishing that business credit for you, okay? Just the basics. All right, guys. If you want more information, I have a program or a class. You can always DM me for my full service, how to start your business credit, what you need, what tools you can use to establish your business credit and become successful. Don't you want to have apartments and cars and stuff in your business name and not your personal name, credit cards, Amexes, how to get that Amex? This is the basics, because if you are listening to me now, that means you do not have any business credit. That means you don't know what business credit is or don't know where to start. Now, let's start with this. Business credit is using your EIN number as your social. The same idea, right? So you will use your EIN number as your social security number, okay? Which gives you the ability to buy homes, to buy businesses, for property, for cars, for equipment, and putting it all in your business name and business credit. So I want you guys to understand that, and that's how important it is. Because a lot of people go bankrupt on their business, right? Because everything is in their name, and then your business fails, so all of it falls down on you and your credit. So now your credit is messed up, you can't do anything, and this is like a trickling downward effect. So if you have business credit, and you're doing things in business, they will give your business more collateral problem than you, because it is actually a money-making machine. Your business is actually a piece of collateral. So those are the things that you need to know about building your business credit. Now, what I'm going to say in this, again, this is the basic five things you need to, probably about 5 to 8 things that you need to establish your business credit. Okay, number one, a business name. Now, y'all know that's simple. A business name. Yes, a business name is the first thing that you need to establish business credit. You need to have a business name. Now we're going to dig deeper in that business name. When you establish that business name, you need to go to the department, your corporate office, and set up a corporation. I know more people tell you to set up an LLC. That's fine and dandy. That's great, but it takes a little bit longer and it's harder, a little bit harder work. When people see a corporation, that makes them, it makes you more solidified, okay? So set up your corporation. Normally it costs about the same as the LLC, so just go and set up that corporation, okay? The next thing is, once you set up that corporation, and you need to do this in this order. I'm not saying it out of order. It needs to be done in this exact order. Once you set up your corporation, then you get an EIN number. You go to the tax office and get an EIN number. That'll be your new social, okay? Once you get your EIN number, you get your Dun & Bradstreet number, your DNB number, your Dun & Bradstreet. You can get the free number for free. Doesn't cost you anything to get a Dun & Bradstreet number. Now, on Dun & Bradstreet, I'm just going to be honest with you, they're going to try to sell you a lot of stuff and programs and stuff. We can get more into that in the accelerated course of that, but some of it you want and some of it you don't want, and it all depends on how quickly you want to establish your business credit. After you got that Dun & Bradstreet number, you create a NAV account. A NAV account. Why do we want a NAV account? This helps you monitor your income, monitor your credit, and it gives you free. Again, NAV is going to offer you a lot of, you know, places, but you do not have to pay for any of the services unless you want to make this process go faster. Now, setting up your business credit process will take at least minimum of 90 days. There's a fast track way of 90 days, and then a long way is about 6 to 8 months. Most people will tell you a good year to help you set up that business credit. And why does it take this long? It's just like your personal credit. You don't go from having no credit to an 800 credit score in 90 days. Very rarely, unless you have a whole bunch of money. So you need to make sure you're setting up your personal credit, your business credit, and allowing 90 days. So right there, we got that, though, that basic foundation, right? You have your NAV number. Now what you need to be is searchable. You need to have a local listing. You need to have a local listing. So Google, Yelp, YP pages, all of that. You need to get a local listing. Actually, let's back up. Before you get that local listing, you need to establish a website and a business phone number. A website and a business phone number. Then we'll go to YP, Yellow Pages, that, you know, the big book we used to have back in the days. If you don't have a ever knew what a Yellow Pages was, then White Pages were, or Yellow Pages were, this is online Yellow Pages. Once you establish that, I need my charger, that white, the Yellow Pages establishment, once you establish that, then you can get more. And I have a program out there to set up your local, all your listings for, to set you all the way up so you are searchable. Because the thing is when you're building business credit and when you're establishing your business, you want people to be able to find you quick, fast, in a hurry. So you want to make sure that they can find you. So if they Google business ABC, they need to be able to find business ABC really, really quickly. Okay? So after you've done that and got down to your YP, your local listing, making sure that you are Googleable, searchable, you have your website, you have your EIN number, you have your tax ID, you have all of that, then what you need to do is start creating revolving accounts. Revolving, net 15 days, net 30-day accounts, okay? Some of the companies that you could use these is like Uline, there is Grainger, there is Quill, there's ePromotions. So you need to have at least 5 or 6 of these accounts. If you can get one at Home Depot, Home Depot is a good one if you're in the construction field. What is the other one that they use? Amazon now is giving some, but I think Amazon only does it once you actually have a number established. So when you call these companies, you're like, hey, I would like to start a line of credit. Now, most nowadays, because people have been taking advantage of this situation, you have to place 3 orders or a couple orders for you to build a reputation that you are actually a real established business. So you'll be building these business lines, these business lines of credit for you to go purchase stuff. And yes, some of the stuff is way more expensive than you can purchase it out a store or somewhere near you sometimes. But the thing is you do not have to pay for it for the next 15 to 30 days. So that helps you establish your business credit. You just, even if you have the money to buy it, just buy it and wait about 5 to 10 days and pay for it. Buy it, pay for it, buy it, pay for it. This helps your business credit up. So get those, at least 3 of those trade lines. Use those trade lines for a good 90 days, okay? Pay them off, buy little things, buy big things, whatever you need in there. You know, Uline has a lot of great stuff. Quill has a lot of, like, supplies, paper, printers, phones, stuff like that. You know, Grainger has that hardcore material. Sometimes it's even hard. If what kind of business you are, sometimes it's a little harder. But maybe, you know, safety, PUA materials like masks and gloves, and just find something through that website. Even if it's for your house, you can buy doorknobs, you know, anything that you may need to build your business, okay? So those are the things you can use or to actually help build that business credit. Once you have done that for the last 90 days and keep those accounts up and keep them in great standing, then we go to the bigger brands, okay? And we start going to bigger grants. While you are doing this, you're watching your NAV. Then you're going to see if you can go to one of your local banks and see if you can get a business line of credit. Now, when it's your first business line of credit or a business credit card, they're going to somewhat base it off of your credit score. But if your business line of credit is business credit is good, then they won't put too much pressure on it. So then you can work on getting some store cards and stuff like that in your business name. All right, guys? And this all helps you, equipment and everything else in your business name. So then, after you do those three and you actually get a business number, like a credit number with Equifax or Experian, they report to the same thing. So at that time, you'll go and try to get you a business credit card, okay? Even if it's, or if your credit is not that great, get you a secured business credit card. Go to your bank where you have your bank account. Ah, that's what I did forget. I forgot to tell you, right after you get that EIN number, you get that business bank account, okay? I'll do a quick recap on this, and we can go from there. So those are your steps in building your business. Tonight, this show has been brought to you by the I Am Unique Business Planter. Make sure you have a business planner in your pocket. Also, our next sponsor is Vi Pookie, an author of My Such has made this book about how to remove those negative and toxic people out your midst of freaking life so that you can become a much better person. On that rack over there. So you can purchase this book, and it helps you detox your life and it's great for all ages, because some of y'all old folks don't know how to remove negative people from you. Some of y'all new folks don't know how to remove negative people from your life. So get this book, man. I am working. The auto version of this book will be released by Christmas. The auto version of this book will be released by Christmas, okay? Because I know y'all mofos don't like to read, so I'm going to make sure we get this in audible. But look, guys, it's only 100 pages. Like, I don't even think it's 100 pages. I just relayed it out of there. It is only 91 pages. And it's big print for y'all people who can't read. It ain't even real 91 pages. If I put this in 14, it would only be like 15 pages. I had to put big print so y'all blind folks can read it too. Look how many, this dang but 10 letters on this page. Y'all better get this book. And it's double spaced. Y'all need to learn how to read this for yourself, okay? So make sure y'all snag a copy of that on Amazon. Click the link in the bio. You can purchase it directly from my website or you can go on Amazon. But back to our programming now. We're going to do a quick recap before we have our guest come on and talk about business credit. Miss Wicks and Wine, you can find her on Instagram. So let's have a quick recap on how to establish this business credit and how to make sure that you are in a position to make those boss moves. You know, we had COVID and y'all was not ready when they was like, free money for businesses. Y'all was like, okay, yay, and then they ask you for all these forms and all this paperwork, and everybody's like, I don't got any of that. Most of y'all motherfuckers didn't even have a business account. Hell, y'all been in business for 18 years. I didn't do it for 18 years, and y'all don't have a business account? We know y'all messed up over a couple business accounts. Y'all tried to have one, but y'all screwed it up. Now, y'all got to think right and keep one up. Keep at least one business account open if y'all are entrepreneurs, okay? Don't fuck your business account up. So, one, establish a name for your company. I don't care if you call it Rockstar LLC, 1, 2, 3, I don't really care. Establish a name. The name does not make a difference. Even if you don't even know what kind of business you're getting into, this has nothing to do with nothing. This is about establishing your business credit, because you can call it right enterprises, and you could have the cleaning service, the Airbnb service, the coaching service, the bike riding teaching service, the dog walking service, all under all of these statutes, okay, under this one LLC. Number one, get you a corporation. Get you set up a corporation. Once you set up your corporation, you get that done in Bradstreet. You get that done in Bradstreet. Get that Bradstreet. Make sure you get that done in Bradstreet. Once you get that done in Bradstreet, you go get a bank account. You go get a NAV account. You go get a bank account. Let's go get the bank account. After you get the EIN and then the Bradstreet, you go get a bank account. Okay? Get that bank account. Establish that bank account. Bring all that beautiful paperwork you got and put it in the bank. Once you get that bank account, create you a NAV account, N-A-V, NAV.com. Go there, create you a NAV account. Once you created your NAV account, you now need to build a website and get a business phone number. A business phone number is not no Google Voice. Y'all stop doing that because they done got hit to that. No more Google Voice numbers. Go get you, go somewhere. You can get a virtual IP number where it's like one of those call box things number, you can get one of those, or you can actually go to like an AT&T, T-Mobile, what they call Sprint, whatever, Verizon, and get you a business account, okay, and a phone number. It could be a phone, not have to be a landline. All right, then you need to build out your local listing. Make sure that your business is listed in your local area. Make sure when you type in your business name, ABC Applesauce, that it comes up on the website. Now, I know y'all are like, oh my God, I gotta do a website. I gotta do a website. This website just needs to have the basic stuff. What to do, what your name is, and what your goals are. It's a one-pager website. I'm just telling people the basic stuff about you. Making sure, because you know, websites now are like land. If you don't have a website, you don't have nothing. You know what I mean? Or like having... So make sure you have a website established, do a Google Builder, and just type in information. You can use a soft images and create your website just that way. You don't even have to have functionality on your website. Just put your email address on it so that you have one, okay? The next part of it is after you create that, we go and we establish these business lines of credit. Like I said, Uline, Quill, Grainger. There's a long list of e-promo. Those are my three top ones or four top ones that you need to get. Make sure you establish those lines of credit with those people. Again, you're going to have a little bit of upfront capital to do this. Now, with all that being said, we're going to end on that because it's going to take y'all. If y'all ain't in y'all business, it only takes 24 hours to get to this point. A good 48 hours to get to this point. I give you 48 hours because the corporation might take about 3 to 5 days. So maybe 3 to 5 days max to get to this point right here. So in a week, y'all could have the basics you need to establish your business credit. Okay, guys? So we're going to bring our guest on right now and have her chime in about all of this. All right. Hello.
What's up, Unique? How are you?
I am awesome. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It was a good Wednesday.
That is awesome. Yes, it was an awesome Wednesday for me as well. So can you tell everybody a little bit about what you do, who you are, and what you do?
Definitely. And I want to say thank you, first of all, for this opportunity. This is really dope. My name is Kenya Johnson. I am originally from Detroit, now living in Atlanta. I work full-time. I also have a business, and I assist my husband in his business. What I do is take people to amazing adventures in the North Georgia mountains and wineries, festivals, anywhere that we can sit and have a great time.
Man, that sounds like a
blast.
We need to meet up.
It is an amazing time. And we customize the whole trip for you. So if you're celebrating something, you want to go shopping and to the winery, we customize it and provide the transportation, book your restaurants, all of your tastings. So it's a very great experience. I enjoy doing it.
What is your husband's business?
He is a commercial window cleaner. So he does shopping center glass and mirrors for salons. That's
nice.
What he does.
Cool. That is very, very cool. Very, that's very cool. This nice
Thank
topic
you.
Is about establishing business credit.
Yes, I was listening.
Do you have a business credit profile yet?
I do.
Nice.
I do. And I've been doing my tour 6 years. So when I started, I made sure that I had, of course, you want to be legal. So I have an LLC. You want to be able to receive money. So I also have my business account. And then I set up a Dun & Bradstreet number very early on, even though I wasn't using it at first, but it's very beneficial now that I'm 6 years in. So, yes, I do have a business profile.
Nice, nice. That is awesome, and it's great to hear. What would you say is the full process of this for you to get something and to create your business profile? Like, what is it? How long did it take you?
Well, I started with the stores that you mentioned, the Uline. I also have a fleet fuel card because we do tours. Of course, gas is necessary to have. So I figured to go ahead and get the card, let that be one of my cards that I use for my business from day one. So that was important to have. I also have a Capital One to establish, just establish a card for my business. And then I went to Capital One.
Nice. Nice. So how does that help your business? It having that business credit versus you like having to pull your credit all the time. How does that help you?
Help your business. Tremendously. Tremendously. So I wanted to start buying property in Detroit I took a master class, and the young lady that was teaching the class was actually purchasing her properties with business credit. So that was definitely something that I wanted to learn, because when we talk about having the small cards, I was hearing her talk about getting 60,000, 80,000
line
of credit, So I definitely paid for the class, and so I'm working on my personal credit in order to go big for the line of credit, because I need about 80,000. So I want my score to be a little higher so I can pay less in, the fees. So I'm working on my personal credit for that, but to have somebody buy, property with a line of credit, then turn around and refi, I think is substantial. I think business credit is very important because you're not worried about as much. You don't have to watch the score as much as we do personal. And a lot of people don't really know that it's not the same. It just does not affect score the same way personal credit does.
You're right.
Have a lot of dings on you for things. If you get it set up get your profile set up correct the very first time with the address, a phone number, you know, you don't have to worry about that kind of stuff, which is totally different from personal. You change your address and have three addresses, your score can go down for some random reason. So
they deem you unstable.
Right.
And if you don't have a house, your score can't get but so high as well, you know?
Right.
If you're not a homeowner, right, or don't have collateral.
Confused by personal credit is ridiculous. I'm like, you all are not going to stress me out about this number.
Right. Because, I mean, it can jump. It's your personal credit, the crazy part about it, you could do something and it goes up. And then you can do one more thing, and it goes right back down in the same day.
Well,
you
know
what I mean?
You can pay something off thinking you're doing a good thing, and your score can go down 20 points because you paid it off, but you finalized an account.
That you never want to finalize. You want to keep it open and keep a little bit of credit in there. That's what they don't really tell you, because everybody's like, oh, just pay all your credit off and close the accounts. No. That's not what you want to do, because once you close that account, it almost makes it look bad on you because, oh, you can't handle that then. That's how they feel. Oh, you can't handle that because you had to close the account. You don't know how to manage your money, especially if you're not adding
credit.
A new account to pick up that space.
Yeah. I call it credit psychosis.
Exactly. So I always tell people, if anything else, what you do is you get your credit card out, and before the end of the month, you pay it down to at least that 25%. You don't want it ever to be at zero. Your personal accounts, whatever credit card you have, you at least need to keep a little bit of money, $20, $30 charging up on there to hit revolving every time. Now, I'm not telling you to max it out every month unless you're going to pay it all the way back down, but you need to keep a little bit on it. But I have another trick for you with your business credit that could help you get your number up on that so that you don't have to use your personal credit to get these lines of credit. So when they're looking at your business, when you're looking at your lines of credit, what they're looking at is they look at how much money you're depositing into that bank account, that business bank account. So if you have, now, I don't know how well is doing or what you have, but the end of the day, if you can maintain for 90 days $25,000 going into that business account revolving, it doesn't have to stay there, but as deposits, $25,000, you can get yourself a $100,000 line of credit in 90 days in your business.
Okay.
With only having a 560 personal credit score.
Girl, what?
Right.
That's good to know. I'm writing notes.
So make sure you figure out consistently 25K, 20 to 25K in that business account going in. Again, like I tell you, it does not have to stay in there. Just no negatives. If you don't overdraft, can't do that.
Right.
But if you keep your business account 25K and over for 90 days, I can send you a list of people that will give you money within a week of $100,000 line of credit.
So I guess my question about that is, when the income could be generated from, so when I show that as, okay, you know what I'm asking?
Yes. Yes.
That as an income later with the taxes.
Yeah, that was the taxes later. But then if you deposit 25K and you're spending 24K every month, you ain't getting no money, right?
Wow.
So there's nothing for you to technically report in taxes. I mean, you report all of it, but at the end of the day, you won't have to pay taxes on something because you had to use it to grow your business, right? Yes. And it just needs to be deposited. If you have merchant accounts and all of that, it's great that it comes from those merchant accounts. Like your credit card charging or your Square, your PayPal, however you're accepting payments, it's great if it comes from that. But it doesn't have to, because all businesses don't run like that. Say you want to do a big event, and I'm like, okay, I have, you know, $5,000. It's going to cost me $10,000 to do the event. I charge $5,000 as a deposit, and I give you $5,000 in cash. Some people, you know what I mean? Because I'm collecting the cash from all my friends. You know what I mean? I got to get $100 from her, $100 from Becky, $100 from Cindy. So then that's the rest of the money in cash. So if you deposit that money, even if you pull it out within a day or two, it's fine to use it to do whatever you need to do. Or if you spend it, it's fine. As long as you have those deposits as that and your account is in a positive statute for 90 days, you can get a line of credit. They are giving money away with just with that criteria alone. And like I said, a 560 credit score. Higher, then the interest rate will be a little lower. Yes, that'd be great, but that'll give you that. And then once you get that 100,000 line of credit, and you can establish that for at least a year or two, Amex is going to be blowing up your phone, because that's going to be your business credit. Then once you do that, you apply for your that Amex that gives you that credit as well, and it'll give you, you know, up to whatever, 500, 250, 300,000, depending on what numbers your business have established.
Okay.
Did that make sense? Because a lot of people don't know that. And those are, these are you know, the white people tricks.
Right.
You don't. Some of them don't.
What's probably in a book somewhere. And,
yeah, we don't read those either. That's what I was
We just haven't read it.
Right. You got to, if it's not on the Audible, and hopefully somebody smart enough to pull it up on the Audible to even get to that. I mean, it's not, again, it's public knowledge, but, and if you contact some of these lenders, they will allow you to, they will tell you about this stuff that nobody knows. Do you need money for your business? It's
right.
It's annoying when you with them, but at the end of the day, it can help you establish your business and your business credit. And a lot of you guys is like, wow, 25K is a lot. But realistically, if you're having a successful business, it should be semi-easy for you to kind of build up to that and get that revolving. And if you're spending too much money, then you need to, you know, rebudget yourself to make sure that you get those deposits in to do that. There's other trickery ways of doing that, but I will not say this on my podcast because we are law-abiding
for another day and another conversation.
Right.
I got you.
So, with all that being said, so is there anything? Tell people where they can find you and find your business, and how they, if they want to set up something with you, where they can find it at.
Definitely. So my business name is Wix, like candles and wines with an S. That name comes from the event that we were, we met a couple that made wine, and I was actually distributing candles. And we thought about the two things that you put together to make an amazing experience, an amazing atmosphere, ambiance. And it's candles and wine. They go together. And we kept the name, Wix and Wines. So you can find me at wixandwines.com, on Instagram, Wix and Wines. Facebook is the same. If you go to my website, you can get a quote for a tour. We have tours that we could take one person, two people, 12. So if you have a small group, we can accommodate you.
What is your average cost for a small group?
So per person, we book per person, because you can go on the website and kind of do a la carte. of course, you want the tastings to be included. We offer transportation only. If you already have something planned, you want to get picked up, you and your group, for dinner in Atlanta and ride around the city. So you can customize a tour from $99 per person up to $160 is for two people, exclusive. When you get in the car, there's your wine, your chocolates, your charcuterie, your tastings are included. It is totally a VIP experience for you and your guests. So that comes at, of course, a higher rate, and that's the $160 per person. But we could take you for $160 or less.
Nice. Okay. That's good. That's good to know.
And like I said, we book everything for you. So you don't have to worry about anything. Call me.
We just pull up on you. Pull up on you.
Just pull up. I got you. And this is for the tired mom, the overworked woman who just is not getting, finding her value at her job, and she just wants to get away. These are one-day tours. We don't start early in the morning. We start around 10 o'clock so you can still sleep in. And we're finished by 5 to 7 hours later. And you can make it to dinner later that day. So just spoil yourself. Think about yourself. And get away.
Sounds awesome. I might have to set that up real soon with you, man. might just throw a couple people on the bus to get them out my house. But
just come and get them. Just come and get them. And you ride around for 5 to 7 hours, and I'll be right here at the house when you get back. That's cute.
Yes. I have no
that
problem.
That is an amazing idea.
But all that being said, I really
today, they let me tell you this story before we get close to ending. So I called this person today, and I couldn't reach them a couple of days ago. So when I talked to them today, I was like, "Where you been?" Their company took the high donors to experience private planes. They played golf at 12 different really good golf courses. And I was like, that sounds like a good idea to do for people who supported you. You know, of course, if you don't have to do the private plane, but you could still think of something really unique to do for the people. And yeah, and I was like, I think a wine tour needs to be that thing. I need to go out and promote this to corporations.
I'm passing that
idea to other entrepreneurs, that your service can be what a company uses to give as a gift. Christmas is
show customer appreciation. You know? Yeah, what I use
exactly.
Years ago, I used to work for a mortgage company, and that's what they used to do. They would, like, wine and dine their top buyers or top sellers or whatever. And you're just like, I used to love that. Or give them expensive tickets or something, or have a party for them. And I'm like, man. And so I'm in marketing. I was always in marketing, so I was always the one putting everything together to make sure it felt right. So, like, corporations do that a lot. Now, since COVID, I don't know how much they will do that, but then I think it will be an appreciation. Hey, for keeping my business stable, here, y'all need some wine. We all need some wine.
Right.
You know, so I would pitch it. I would pitch it to the corporations just like that. I agree with you on that one.
For people with
$1,000 hit fee,
you know. Thank you, girl. Put it out there.
Yes.
Put it out there. Yes, ma'am.
I mean, that's a good hit for you. So that could be yours. But is there anything else you'd like to say? We're winding down in our last 10 minutes of the show. Do my close out. So repeat, Wicks and Wine is wicksandwines.com, and
yep.
Find her on Wicks and Wine on all social media platforms, Facebook,
everything,
Instagram, Twitter, all of those social media platforms. Look them up so she can pull up on you.
Pull up on you, girl. Hot tours for cool people.
Exactly. Do you do like stranger events? Like if you say as a single person and then there will you pick up like 12 single people and they all go at the same time, or is it just that single person riding with you or riding with whoever?
That is a very good question. Prior to the pandemic, I wasn't really doing private. I was selling seats on tours that I came up with myself. Because
okay.
That's the fun part, actually, creating
right.
the tour. And, you know, one sipping tour, we went to a tea shop and to sip coffee. And I just like doing that part, the unique part of the tours. So I didn't really start doing the private ones until the pandemic. We will get back into creating the tours and taking that's how a lot of people get to meet each other.
Nice.
Networking on wheels, and that's what I really enjoyed. Instead of doing networking events, I was putting tours together.
Right. That's cool. And I'm going to, I don't know if you're already doing this, but if you ever been on the Airbnb app, they have experiences. So you can add that to
yes.
one of your experiences for people if you're not already doing that.
I have not completed my profile because they asked for some paperwork that I didn't have. They were thinking that I was using a third party for transportation for the larger, because I don't have a bus. So they wanted me to provide that third party's insurance, and that just got a little complicated, so I didn't finish it. So there might be a way around it.
Yes.
Just do smaller tours. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like one or two people tours. And then, you know, then if they ask for that, you have like an SUV truck, drop that insurance in there and call it a day. And then, you know, backboarded if you get more than that many people, you know, you got to, again,
yeah.
off the mic.
I will do that. I forgot you about know? That.
There's always ways around a trick.
Right. Well, we're
okay,
going to be talking in DMs so you don't get in trouble on your show. I have some notes here of things that go in the DM.
Put it in my DMs. Oh, my God.
Right.
So I appreciate you coming on here tonight, and I hope you enjoyed
no
this conversation.
No problem. I had a great time. I did.
Please,
thank you, Unique.
Please share this with everybody who needs to hear this. Please share with people who don't need to hear it, because, again, this is advertising as well as this is advertising to me. So, and just let them know where they can get the good tea on their business.
Absolutely. I had a good time. Thank you for the invite.
All right. You have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, guys. I am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, signing off on these platforms. If you do not subscribe to me on YouTube, please, please, please go to my YouTube channel and subscribe on my YouTube. Like these pictures. If you don't even go on YouTube, which we know all everybody goes on YouTube, like me and share it on my Instagram, like and share on my Facebook, and for my podcast listeners on podcast, please share this and like this with everybody out there that has a business thinking about starting a business. Make sure you get off of the ground running. Make sure you're doing this right. Make sure you have set up so when blessings fall into our hands, you're able to grasp this information, okay? You're able to grasp this stuff. So make sure you come at it running. So please share this with them. This is I Am Unique Wright, your DIY business coach, signing off. Get that business credit. And if you need help getting it, it is 10 people out of life. It's our sponsor, Pookie. Bye, Pookie. You know, Jay, that swing set into a yacht with that business credit. And if you need an organization in your life, pick up the I Am Unique Corner Planner in your entourage, because this will help you establish your business credit and your business. This is I Am Unique, right? This is I'm with you. You guys have a great and best day. Be safe out there and love and execute your plan. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. I can't even download it. All right, Shanika, where you at? It could be a time to do some exercises.
Had me. You 100% had me, and you somehow managed to lose me? Disrespectfully, enjoy your F.
I woke up in the morning feeling fresh to death. I'm so blessed.